For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. You know him. He's a superstar now, and he still remembers his humble beginnings as a friend of the program. He's the great Joe Fortenbaugh. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joe, we knew you through your travels, through Vegas, through San Francisco. Now you're in Connecticut, leaf peeping. It's just a glorious thing to talk to you.
Morning, Joe.
It's humorous that you set me up that way, because just a few moments ago, I was in one of the rooms here in DC2, which is one of the TV buildings on the main campus, and I'm all set up. I was early. You can tell I'm in the vest this morning. I look good. I'm ready for my guys in Chicago. And then Carl Ravitch shows up and kicks me out because there's some little thing called the World Series tonight, and I got to go out on my rear end and find another room. Now I'm in this random room that anyone can come in at any moment as we're trying to give the great people of Chicago some betting information. So I appreciate it. The rise of Joe Fortenbaugh very quickly right back down in the sewers, courtesy of the great Carl Ravitch.
You bring a broom to pick up those names you keep dropping there, Joe?
I mean, it sounds impressive until you realize, like, it's just, you walk around, you think, hey, man, I've been working really hard. Maybe I made it. Not today. They threw me out of that room so fast. And Ravitch is 20 minutes early. He easily could have let me do this appearance with you guys and then gone on TV. But no, it can't. Not for the elite. So that's You've where we stand it, today, gentlemen.
You've made it, Joe.
Hey, there's a lot of big stuff going on. Obviously, we are here in Chicago, so we're really interested in Illinois going to Oregon, one of these great Big Ten showdowns. And it's weird that Illinois is going to Oregon, but Illinois is having a heck of a year, and they're traveling to Oregon. I'm sure that's not one of the games you're interested in, Joe, because it's not a directional school with a nice first half prediction, but help
Very
us
good,
out.
Molly. Very good, Molly. It only took the decade and a half, but you figured out what we're doing here. All right. So I do kind of like this game. It's around 22.5 with Oregon as the favorite. It's been nothing but Oregon money. I can't play Oregon on the full game because there's no style points needed anymore for these teams, right? Like, they don't need to. They beat Ohio State. It's a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
If you're winning, get your starters out. So I'm not certain. And that happened against Michigan State. You know, they're up 21-0, and then they win 31-10. I think playing Oregon on the first half line is a good way to go. 12.5, 13.5. It's a tough travel spot. These Big Ten teams that have had to cross two time zones for these games, they're really struggling in these spots. Oregon looks very good. Illinois is having a great season. Don't get me wrong. It's tough to get the Purdue game out of my mind with how the defense looked there. But given what we saw against Penn State and how the line sets up in the Oregon matchup, I think Oregon in the first half might be the way to go. If you want some action tonight, I'd look at Boise State over UNLV. UNLV ranks 113th in yards after contact allowed. Ooh. I wonder if Boise State has somebody who can run the ball. Oh, yeah. Ashton Jeanty, the Heisman Trophy favorite. This is a problematic matchup for UNLV, which, by the way, Boise State, 13 days of rest coming into this game. UNLV only 6. These two met last year in the Mountain West Championship game. Boise wiped the floor with them. Relatively same rosters. Close to the same point spread, I'd play Boise State. Moving into the weekend, local game, I like the Irish against Navy. I think Navy's going to be a big public dog. They're catching 14. Everyone loves the story. They haven't really played anybody yet. This is a huge step up in class against one of the country's best defenses, and I think that spells problems. Plus, This is finally an opportunity for Notre Dame to kind of gain back some of that juice lost from the Northern Illinois loss, right? Like we haven't really seen them in a lot of big games since. Here we go. Navy presents that opportunity, put up a good score. Michigan State plus the 5 over Michigan. Michigan came off their bye. They saw nothing. Michigan State looked pretty good off their bye. They took out Iowa. There's not a whole lot to like about this Wolverines team. People need to catch up to the fact that what we saw last year is very, very different than what we're seeing this year. Quarterback play has been a very big problem. LSU on the money line, I would play them over Texas A&M. Smaller bet, but we saw a ton of LSU money yesterday. Move this spread from 3.5 down to about 1. Nussmeier, the quarterback at LSU, is the edge here. LSU's defense continues to improve. LSU's been running the ball well lately as well. And then finally, Central Florida minus the 2 over BYU. BYU's undefeated, but they really struggle against mobile quarterbacks, and that's exactly what UCF is going to throw at them. On top of it, you go inside some of those BYU box scores, a little fugazi there. So we'll go through it. Notre Dame minus 14, Oregon first half, Boise, Michigan State, LSU money line, UCF. None of those are courtesy of Carl Ravitch for those two.
All right, Joe, let's start with the Bears. What do you got in the NFL?
This one's compelling. This one's really compelling because if you go back to the look ahead line from last week, Washington was a 2.5-point favorite. But then obviously Jaden Daniels gets banged up. Line comes back out, Bears minus 1.5, Bears minus 2, and then it's Bears money all the way up to the key number 3. Most people I talk to think Jaden Daniels is not going to play. So maybe this continues to climb, but this Washington team is very, very feisty. Bears were playing well. They go on the bye. You wonder if that hurts some of the momentum. Total in this game goes from 44 down to 43.5. I lean to Chicago, not because I'm on the great 670 to score in Chicago, but I like what I've seen from Chicago's defense. Consistent week in and week out. And if you're going to throw a backup quarterback out there, I think there's an opportunity. Offense needs to play smart. You can put up some big plays against Washington. And remember, they lost the name escapes me, Jonathan Allen, on the defensive line a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Not enough people are making a big enough deal about that loss to Washington. So I'm leaning to the Bears. I got a feeling that it probably continues to climb once Daniels is ruled out, should he be ruled out. So if you lock into 3 now, I don't think it's the end of the world. We're not getting the best of it, but a smaller play on Chicago. Elsewhere, Bengals minus 2.5 over Philadelphia. Look, headline was minus 3. We move off the key number. Why? Cincinnati won. Philadelphia won. You guys know me. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm an Eagle fan. This offense does not look good. Like, thank you, Saquon Barkley, for a big performance against the loser Giants. But, like, that does not solve the offense's issues. Cincinnati's 3-4. All 4 losses by 1 score. This team is way better than their record indicates. And I don't even have to lay the full field goal at home. I'll play the Bengals there. Buffalo and Seattle, under 47. 47's a key total. Could be weather concerns. DK Metcalf might not play. Both defenses are better than the analytics rate because they dealt with a lot of injuries, but they're getting healthy. Lower scoring game in the Pacific Northwest, we go under there. Dallas plus 4.5 against San Francisco. Mike McCarthy, 13-3-1 against the spread off a bye. Dak Prescott, 18-6 against the spread with extra rest. Niners are banged up.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet here because Dallas could go full Dallas and completely blow this game, but I still do like the Cowboys. And then I want you to focus on this. 2 first half bets for that Denver Carolina game. Denver minus 6.5 in the first half. Denver's first half team total over 13.5. We did this last week on this show with Washington and it worked gangbusters. Let's do it again. Carolina is the worst first half team in the NFL. It's the worst first half defense in the NFL. Denver should, with some extra rest, be able to put up a good number here. So we like the Bears. We like Cincinnati minus 2.5. Under 47, Bills, Seahawks, Cowboys. Denver first half minus 6.5. Denver first half team total over 13.5. I like the Browns a little bit. I shudder to think. I like the Browns a little bit. If it gets up to 9 or higher, I'd be looking to make a play there. Ravens are coming off a very tough schedule. Could be a flat spot here against famous Jameis.
Great stuff, Joe. Do you have, just in honor of Ravitch, do you have a World Series pick?
Whatever, the opposite of whatever Ravitch is taking. How about that?
Take that.
I would tell you this. I think the sharp guys are going to play the Yanks because the pitching favors the Yanks. The pricing favors the Yanks. We saw what the Yanks did against the bullpen of the Cleveland Guardians, which was the best bullpen around. I'm not playing the Yanks. I'm taking a long shot, Teoscar Hernandez, to win the MVP at 25-1. This is where you can get a little bit loose. It's not the NBA. It's not the NFL. The Stars don't always win that award, so I do that. Tonight, I go Gerrit Cole under 15.5 recorded outs. I don't think he's going to make it that long. 15.5 recorded outs is a full five innings and then at least one out in the sixth. I don't think he lasts that long against this Dodger lineup. Those would be my plays.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you.
Thanks, Joe.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Love you, Chicago. Go Bears.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.